I'm actually standing on a bridge over the River Thames, looking down on the already swollen river. Funnily enough, you can see signs here that say to Shepperton and Laleham and these areas around the county that are so flooded. So we're not far from you, Mark, here in Staines this morning. But I'm joined by Peter Faulding. Peter is the head of Specialist Group International, a company who works alongside Surrey Fire Brigade in terms of providing rescue to people in a variety of things, but particularly, Peter, in the last couple of weeks with boats.
That's correct, and also in the floods over the Christmas period.
Just tell us a little bit about how many people you've rescued over the last week or so.
Since Monday, approximately, not dead numbers, around about 150 from their homes.
And of course you were working with Surrey Fire and Rescue as well over the Christmas period.
Yeah, exactly. We work along Surrey Fire. It's not about us, it's a massive team effort. Fire, police, ambulance, army, everybody's working together as one big team to get this job done.
Just give us, were there particular areas in Surrey where you were called upon quickly to get people out, or was it right across this area?
It was across the area for all the teams, but my particular team was based around the Egham area. One of my teams, we've got two teams out on the ground, and there were some particularly difficult times over there. One day it was up a few inches, the following day we were up to our waist in water.
And I know you'd have seen some pretty, you know, you're used to this sort of thing, but even you must have seen some pretty distressing things over the last week or so.
It's quite shocking, actually, when you look around and you see people crying and you go to get them out their doors and there's other people screaming out their top windows, someone help me, it's particularly distressing, actually.
You talk, Peter, about how quickly the water has risen, and that seems to be the case in many areas. Certainly in Egham, just down the river from here, I was there on Wednesday, where the water rose very quickly in areas not that close to the river as well.
Exactly. It's coming off the surrounding land as well. And we were in a caravan park the other day, and you could actually see it just washing across the road, flooding into the caravan park, and people were deciding whether to evacuate. The problem is their access, unless you had a four-wheel drive, was actually cut off. So only four-wheel drives, they couldn't actually leave, and their cars were being filled up with water in the car park.
Now your boats are pretty much based at Chertsey Fire Station. We've got this bad weather warning coming both today and over the weekend. What are your preparations now in the event that the flooding again becomes worse?
Well, we've got five boats up here. The fire brigade have got a number of boats. The military, the Met Police have got boats up here as well. So that all the resources that can be provided have been thrown at this. We'll probably be moved out towards the Staines, Egham area later in our sector. And everybody's ready if a 999 call comes in.
And finally, Peter, Mark was talking a bit earlier on this morning about we're hearing about people selling sand at inflated prices for sandbags. I think you had some first-hand experience of that.
Yeah, we actually saw it the other day. There was some people coming around an open-back white truck, and they were selling sandbags for £60 for two. A lady came up to me sort of crying and said, "I've just been sold these sandbags. We've got no choice." But obviously the military have been putting sandbags out, but there's a vast amount out there to look after. But I think that's pretty stabilised. But there are unscrupulous people, unfortunately, where everybody else is coming together with the great British spirit to help the community. There's the odd few who are going out there just trying to make money off the back of a very sad occasion.